Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. We are talking this week about feeling old before your time, feeling stuck in a rut and fed up, and what is the root cause? What is really going on underneath all those really important and valid feelings? What are some of your root causes? And in this episode, I'm going to give you some clarity so that you can feel really empowered to know what is really going on, so that you can take really specific, like, accurate and effective action. Because I have conversations with women all the time about their health and about how frustrated they are, how burnt out they are, how they're at a low point, or they're just not feeling the best version of themselves. And it's often the sense of vagueness and the lack of clarity around what their root causes are that keep them trapped and stuck and keep them living out the same symptoms year upon year upon year. Most of the people I talk to have been struggling with the symptoms they have for a while. And what is it that is keeping you stuck? What is it that is keeping you in that place of dis-ease around your body, that place of not feeling comfortable, not feeling radiant, not feeling confident? That's what we're diving into in this episode. And I'm really excited to talk about it. It's going to be great. But thanks for being here. Yes, you. Whether you're listening in the car, on the way to school, on a walk, in the gym, when you're chopping onions, however you're listening to this, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you are taking the time to learn and transform your health. I know that this world needs more women who are well, energized, radiant, who have the skills, the tools, the knowledge, the self-worth to be able to cultivate their own health and well-being. I truly believe that's how so many of the things that annoy us about the world will change. It's that ripple effect. It's really hard to change things in your community, to bring social justice, to do smaller things like grow vegetables, sort out your finances, change your career, have great sex if you feel terrible all the time. And so you're doing it, you're taking the time, you're listening. And I am so grateful for that, because together we're just going to create this ripple effect and this change. I've seen it in my own life, in my own family, in my own community, when I have prioritized my health and the ripple effect that's had all around me. And I see it in my clients all the time when they prioritize their health and the ripple effect it has all around them. This is really powerful stuff. So I hope you're feeling proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. And I'm sitting here recording this feeling the most cliched I could feel as a holistic nutritionist. Number one, because I've just finished a personal training session, very sweaty, I'm in my very stinky gym gear. Good job, you can't smell anything on a podcast because I stink. I've also just had let's just call a spade, a protein shake. Yep, it was actually really nice. It was like a chocolate mocha one. I shared the recipe in my recent Well Woman Diary, which is my monthly newsletter of resources, recipes, supplements, all the things kind of behind the scenes that you can get at keziahall.com/join. It's like a monthly, like a little resource thing that I just sent to everybody on my list. So anyway, you can join that if you want. So I've just had my little mocha thing. And it's sunny outside. I'm walking around barefoot so I can ground into the grass. I sometimes laugh at myself, but I'm also kind of delighted because it's great. I was chatting with someone this week who was thinking about working with me, who has a young child, and bless them, really struggling, lots of stuff going on with their health. And I really thought in the moment, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. You know, I do this work because I really care and I know people can change and they can heal and they can change their life. It's ultimately. But I was also so grateful that I did this work when I did it, and now I'm reaping the benefit. So I know that sometimes if you're at a low point in your health or really struggling, it can feel like things are never going to change. So I just want to remind you and be that beacon of hope, but that sounds incredibly grandiose. But we'll just go with it here. I hope you hear my heart in this. Just laughing. I'm your beacon of hope. Sounds like I'm maybe starting a cult. I promise that I'm not. But just to help show you that change is possible. And I know it can feel really difficult when you're in it, but honestly, I'm so glad I did something about this years ago, because now I just get to reap the benefit of, like, I don't know, go and do personal training, having the brain space to run a business, see clients, work for charity. Like, that literally would never have happened when I was struggling with all my symptoms, because it would just, I just wouldn't have the energy. I wouldn't have the bandwidth. My mental health wouldn't, like, so many things just wouldn't be there. So anyway, super grateful for that. Otherwise, I have just been chatting with potential clients and doing my workshops. As of this going live, I've done all my spring workshops. So you can catch up on all the replays. Go to keziahall.com/spring. You can get access to them. They're really great, really fun. And I've been doing audits with people. So the audit, the Well Woman audit, is a free holistic health assessment that if you have not booked yours yet, honestly, why? Why haven't you booked it? It's totally free. It's not like... It's not like I'm not going to like surprise you and be like, surprise, you owe me £1,000 in it. It's genuinely a holistic free health assessment so that you can get really clear on why you feel so crap. Because if you don't know your why, it's really difficult to create any lasting changes, because you're just throwing spaghetti at a wall, and then you often get really exhausted, disappointed, and feel really hopeless because all the stuff you've been doing isn't working, and you just feel like, well, this is never going to work, nothing's ever going to change, why bother, I'm just going to stuff my face with cake or do whatever it is, or drink whatever. Was actually, it can work. I know things can work for you. I know you can feel better than you do right now. I am so confident of that. I can't necessarily guarantee that you will get 100% remission from whatever diagnosis you have, but I know you can feel better. And I would guess, from working with lots of people, you can probably feel about 70% better, at least. And isn't that, like, wouldn't that be incredible? Like, so anyway, if you aren't clear on what your root causes are, go to keziahall.com/audit, A-U-D-I-T, audit, and book your audit. I'm only offering 5 spaces until the beginning of June. So I'm keeping them really limited, and then they won't be available for a little while. So if you want to book your audit, go now, grab one. It's about 30, 40 minutes long. And we're going to go through 8 different areas. And I'm basically just going to do a quick assessment so that you can get really clear of what your root causes are, what your why is. And then you can go away and really be clear on your next step. So these are really helpful. People that have done them so far have found them super useful. It's also really fun and informal. But I know that so much can change when you get clarity, when you understand, when you have direction. That's when you get motivated. That's when you get inspired. So book yours at keziahall.com/audit. Otherwise, let's dive in. So these are all phrases that I've heard in the last couple of weeks when I've been doing my Well Woman audits. Things like, I feel old at age 35, I'm stuck in a rut, I just don't feel like the best version of myself, my symptoms are controlling my life, I can't show up as the parent or in my work as I would like, I'm not showing up as that best version, I'm kind of surviving and slogging through the day, I'm tired and I'm tired of being tired, I never want to have sex, my libido is so low. Like, that's just a sample. I literally wrote those down verbatim when people have been talking to me about working with me or when they've booked their Well Woman audit. So if that resonates, if any of those phrases resonate with you, you're in the right place. And also, I'm sorry that you feel like that. Like, that's hard and it's not fun. And I don't just want to immediately skip to, and this is how everything can change. I think it's important to validate how you're feeling and to feel those feelings and digest them and make space for them. But then make a plan of how to create change. And that's what we're looking at today. So these are things that I hear all the time. So what we want to look at today is what's going on. And I'm going to share with you the story of Laura. It's not her real name. I'm just using that as an example of her audit process and what we discovered to be her unique root causes. What's really going on? Because The reason I harp on an awful lot about knowing your root causes is because clarity is really, really important. It's really important that you're clear of what is really going on in your health. If you are unsure, if you're not understanding your why, you don't know what your root causes are, then you will feel disempowered, you'll feel stuck, you'll feel helpless, hopeless, and trapped. Because then it's this vague, awful problem that's plaguing your body every day that you don't even know what it is. That is a really disempowering, limited space to be in. That is gonna be uninspiring. So the reason I talk about clarity so much and gaining clarity and understanding your root causes is because that it actually empowers you. That when so many people talk to me about feeling unmotivated or uninspired or a bit stuck in a rut or fed up, and that's often they're lacking that motivation, that inspiration, because they do not understand what is going on. So it just feels like this big, amorphous, sludgy mess that you don't even know where it's coming from. And so why would you bother tidying it up? Because you're never going to be able to stop it because you don't really know what it is. Or like when, you know, my girls get a really big tangle in their hair and it's a massive knot and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start with this. Do I start over here or should I just cut the whole thing off? Or do I just shove it in a bun and forget about it? Like actually, you have to tease it. You have to untangle. You have to separate things out. And that's what I do in the Well Woman Audit. And basically that's what I do as my job as a holistic nutritionist is untangle, create clarity, create categories, create an order to the data that is your symptoms, your life, what you're feeling, so that you feel really motivated, inspired, and empowered to do something about that. And then I also on top of that, I provide the structure and the strategy so that it's not like you then have to guess when you come and work with me. That's why clarity is important. That's why I'm offering these 5 free Well Woman audits, because I know that your motivation, your ability to take action actually is based on clarity of around your symptoms. It's actually based on you knowing your root causes. It's not based on what time of the month is or how inspired you are when you wake up or any of those things. Is actually based on that really fundamental part. And most people miss that. They don't spend any time figuring out their root causes. And it's so illogical when you get this, when this like revelation drops into your system and you go, oh yeah, I'm trying to fix a problem, but I don't know what the problem is. I just know I have a problem, but I don't know exactly what the problem is, but I'm trying to fix it. And then I'm getting annoyed at myself for not fixing the problem, even though I don't know what the problem is. And I'm beating myself up. I'm judging myself as unworthy, useless, a failure, lacking in self-control, lacking in motivation, lacking in whatever it is that these other healthy people are doing. I'm beating myself up about it, because I'm trying to solve a problem, but I don't know what the problem is. Can you see how you just get in this merely vicious cycle where you blame yourself, you pull yourself down, you criticize yourself over something that is literally impossible to solve on your own? You can't solve a problem if you don't know what it is. At best, you can take stabs in the dark. And sometimes you might like hit on, you might throw spaghetti at a wall and win, if that makes sense. And it might stick, something might stick. But really, you're not setting yourself up for success. And then the thing that makes me so sad is women then just blame themselves. It's not because they don't know what the problem is. That's not the reason. It's because they are worthless. They are a failure. They are just a big, fat, useless, whatever. They're the one who doesn't have self-control. And I'm like, no, you are inherently worthy and intelligent. Like, you're good at creative problem solving. The people I work with are intelligent, initiative showing, proactive, creative people. They might be feeling pulled down a bit by their symptoms, but they are on it in life. It's not because of a lack, not because their personality is lacking or their skills are lacking. It's because they don't know what the problem is. So that's why I talk about clarity a lot. So let's talk about Laura. It's not her real name, but she came to me and we did this audit, and she's not even a client of mine. So I'm not, this is just from the audit, the kind of helpfulness and the clarity that she gained. So she came to me and she was saying she was just feeling really stuck. She has relatively young children, was just feeling really old and just really aware that she's not being her best self, that kind of slogging through the day. And that was, and that's kind of not how she wanted to live. That's not, you know, that wasn't her goal for parenting or for life, and wasn't her goal for a marriage, and being like, I'm literally so disinterested in having sex. I survive with my parenting. My energy is awful. My patience is low. Like, I'm just feeling really stuck. And also, like, you know, when I asked about food stuff, she was doing a pretty good job. She tried doing low sugar, trying to eat more organic stuff. She did gentle exercise. She wasn't pushing herself too much, but she was aware about movement. You know, she was aware of the food she was eating. There was some good healthy stuff going on, but was really just overwhelmed by all the conflicting information about what to actually do, what not to do, how to fit it in with having small children, like, and what, and then there's like whole hormones, and then there's the bloating, and then there's like never ever wanting to have sex. And is that even linked to health stuff, or is that more to do with head stuff, relationship stuff? Oh, big amorphous mess, right? We've all felt that place where we're just like, I just feel terrible. Ah, I don't know what's going on. Thankfully, she was wise enough. She booked an audit. She didn't overthink it. She just booked it. So if that's you now, pause, just go book it. Don't overthink it before the spaces fill up. Just book. Really, there's no, you don't need to overthink it. Just do it. I'd love to talk to you. It'd be so fun. It'd be like this podcast, but you get to reply. Anyway. So that's where we started. So we book the audit and we start with our conversation. And so I go through in the audit, there's 8 different areas that we're looking at, which I'll go through you really now. This is like a snapshot vision of what I do with my actual clients, because obviously there's not time to go through all the areas like I would do in my holistic health assessment when someone signed to work with me, but it's the main things that pop up. So I ask about hormones, gut health, poo, mood, sleep, life, lifestyle factors, energy, and their immunity. And so we're kind of going through these different areas. I'm asking questions and she's assessing, and we're kind of giving her ratings out of 10 and assessing where she's at. So through doing this and asking some questions, what comes up in her audit is really like, okay, her energy is really low. So what we decipher from that is that her energy production, which is ATP in the mitochondria of your cells, that's really what I'm, from the geeky holistic nutritionist side of me, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking of energy, is mitochondrial health, ATP production equals energy. And when it comes to energy, we're always looking about the energy you're making, supply and demand, essentially. Are you making sufficient energy, and are you draining it? Are you spending it too much on other areas of inflammation, for example? So energy was low, so that made me think, right, we need to look at sleep, which we did. We talked about sleep, and her sleep quality was actually really good. So sleep wasn't an issue. It was more probably to do with mitochondrial health. Then another area that was really, that was one we highlighted as a root cause for her was her gut health. So again, gut health is going to affect your energy and your mood and so many other aspects. So that was an area that was highlighted in our assessment. Okay, this is an area we really sort of want to work on. And then it makes sense alongside kind of that gut health was also mood, which again, in my geeky brain, I really read that as brain health. So how healthy, how well nourished is your brain? And when you've had given birth and created new humans, it's really common that actually your brain isn't that well nourished in terms of fats and vitamins and nutrients, because your body is always going to prioritize breastfeeding, creating, birthing with new humans. And so there was lots of other things going on, but those were probably the key aspects that were some of her root causes. So even just in the 30, 40 minutes that we had, there was other stuff potentially that's going on, but really we could then go, okay, this big amorphous mess that you're feeling, what we really want to look at is we want to look at your brain health, we want to look at your gut health, and we want to look at your mitochondrial health. These are some of the areas that are some of your potential root causes. And this isn't you failing, this isn't you, you know, all of these kinds of things. There's some real imbalances going on in these areas. How do we target that, and what would be helpful to look at around that? And we talked a little about lab testing and all of these kind of things that would be, you know, useful to look at. So I think that one can be really, really, having that clarity can be so helpful. And even at the end, she was like, oh my goodness, this feels so helpful. It feels doable now, because she knew, okay, right, I'm going to start with, and we talked about what that next step would be, what that action would be for her. And, you know, she had a history of like low vitamin D, for example. So I was like, well, go and get that tested again. Your energy and your mood is totally going to be affected by that. So that could be a really easy win. You know, just like little things like iron. I was thinking about another audit I did recently where I was like, go and get that checked again. You know, really small things. They're not going to solve everything, but what are the next steps? Because when you gain clarity of what your symptoms mean, then you feel empowered. And FYI, that's when you feel motivated. Motivation doesn't come from, some special thing that you say in the morning. It comes from feeling empowered. It comes from feeling hopeful, like there's a possibility of change. If you think nothing's going to change, what's the point? And you're really fixed and stuck on your past things that haven't worked, past things that maybe just didn't work out for you, strategies, coaches, nutritionists, programs that didn't work for you, and you cling on to that, then it's really difficult to move forward. It's really difficult to feel motivated. But when you actually gain clarity, that's when you go, oh, okay, I maybe now know why past stuff hasn't worked. And here is what I need to do to move forward. And that clarity actually comes with a lightness and a motivation and an inspiration. So this person, Laura, left feeling like, oh, I feel so much clearer, so much lighter. She knew what she needed to focus on. And it was so helpful just to see from the start of the call, feeling overwhelmed and stuck, to at the end being like more clear, inspired, motivated, and like, okay, these are all solvable problems, you know? Like, it's not just like, I feel awful and I'm failing. It's like, you have imbalances going on with your brain health, mitochondrial health, gut health. Here are some things to begin with. This is what you need to work on. Things can change. It's going to be great. You're doing a great job. Next step is blah, blah, blah. Go for it. Doesn't that sound so much better? It does, doesn't it? So if you haven't booked your order yet, I highly recommend that you do. But wherever you're at, just know, whether it's with me, whether you need to go to the doctor, whether you need to follow up with a consultant, whatever it is, make sure that you get clarity. Make sure that you understand why you have the symptoms you have. Now, we'll caveat this with sometimes with our diagnoses and our health symptoms, we're not always going to know why. There is some things that we just don't know, that haven't been researched, that are a mystery, that are just unfair. There's stuff you are not always going to gain 100%. I know exactly every single reason behind every single symptom, but you can gain way more clarity than you have right now. Just because you can't get 100% clarity doesn't mean you can't get 70 or 80% clarity. And I think we got to not let that put us off. I know that you can understand more and gain more clarity on how you feel the way you feel, like today, and that will help you to feel better. So just that kind of little caveat. There's some things in my own health I still don't understand, but I've managed to make tremendous progress, and my clients making tremendous progress, really, really tremendous progress, with maybe understanding like 70% of why, and the other 30 being a bit of a mystery or being, you know, just something that research and time will figure out. Or, you know, you don't always need to know everything in order to make change, but you do need to know something. You do need something to work with. So I hope that is helpful. If you are, oh, sorry, my little shield has popped on. Oh, just so many things going on. Apologies. If you are feeling that, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling just not the best version of yourself, gain clarity on why that is. Get help, figure out what your root cause is. You can do this on your own. You can do this with me in an audit. You can do this with another kind of person, coach, professional, nutritionist, doctor, whoever feels like the best fit for you. Figure out why. Because secretly, that's also how you're going to get motivated and inspired and feel all like, yeah, get up and go. Because it's empowering. And you deserve to feel better. You deserve to know. And the body's, like, there is answers. I was going to say the body's logical, but sometimes the body really isn't logical. But there is some logic there. And I personally would love to give you some. I'd love to give you some clarity. But whatever you do, find some clarity. Begin to figure out what the problem really is. And then you'll suddenly find you have this whole vast, like, pool of inspiration and motivation that you maybe didn't even know existed. Okay? So you want to book an audit with me before they all fill up, before the end of June, because I'm only offering 5 spaces and then I'll do a break over the summer, then you can go to keziahall.com/audit. Otherwise, I'm going to see you next week for another podcast. Sending you lots of love. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz. And I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you 3 things that are going to help you, help your symptoms and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. It really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here, and I will see you next week.